Blog Talk Radio.
As we enter into a new day of dawning, we'd like to thank you once again for tuning in this evening and taking out your time to be a part of this broadcast. We are New Beginnings Ministry. We're here every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Amen. You can count on that. Amen. We're going to be here. Amen. rain, sun, whatever, we are going to be here. Amen. And you're going to hear a word from the Lord. For those of you who are listening by internet, you can call in if you'd like to participate. When the speaker opens up the mic, or if he opens up the mic, you can call in and participate. The call-in number is 347-237-4054. I don't know what's going on lately. I have been mumbling or jumbling up that number, and I should know it off the top of my head. 347-237-4054. That is the call-in number. Also, we'd like to let you know that you can go in and you can hear this message again in the archives. In order to do that, you would go into Blog Talk Radio, then type in We Can Begin Again. We Can Begin Again. And once you type that in, you can pull up this archive, share it with a family or with a friend. Amen. There's nothing greater than sharing the Word of God, amen, with someone that you love, even someone that you don't love, amen, or don't know. Amen. What a blessing to be a blessing. And also pray that you are safe during these times with these new variants coming out, amen, and that you're protected, making sure that you're wearing your mask and that you are your social distancing, washing your hands, doing everything necessary, not just for yourself, but for others, amen. There are others that you come in contact with, loved ones, amen, and we don't want to spread this virus, amen. Someone may have underlying conditions that it might be a little bit more difficult for them to overcome rather than you. Amen. So we want to be responsible. Amen. As we go through this this pandemic. Amen. 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 And the last thing I like to say is I hope that you have a special relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen. That you have a special relationship, that you've confessed with your mouth, you believe with your heart that Jesus Christ died and resurrected, amen, that you have a relationship with Christ. And if you have not, if you do, amen, I'm going to ask the bishop at the end, amen, to open it up for an invitation. And if you don't, amen, it will turn your life around. My brothers, my sisters, that's what this is all about, amen, to make sure that everyone can have a quality life. And if you have Christ in your life is going to be quality. It's going to be good. You're going to have peace. Amen. That passes understanding. Anything that you can even understand. Amen. So we're going to move on. I'm going to give up this mic, and we're going to move on. We are in Chicago, Illinois, with Bishop Eddie Harris, and we do thank him for taking the time to come on to be a part of this. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for the man of God for taking out his time to spread the word to the body of Christ. I pray, Heavenly Father, Lord, that you would anoint his mind, Heavenly Father, and his spirit as he comes forth, Heavenly Father, that someone may be listening, may receive a word from the Lord. Amen. We just thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. And right now we're going to move on over into Chicago, Illinois. The next voice you hear will be none other than Bishop Eddie Harris, Chicago, Illinois. Bishop, are you there?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Can you hear me well?
Thank you. Yes, yes, we can hear you.
Amen. Truly, I thank God for this opportunity. I thank God for just being able to be in the land of the living. And I thank God for all that he has done and all that he is doing and all that he is going to do. And I thank Dr. John and Dr. Suzanne for giving me this opportunity and trusting me to deliver the word in which God has given, amen. Before we go any further, I want to go before the throne of grace, because how many know that we can't do nothing without God? And
amen.
So I want to go before the throne of grace and get myself out the way so that God can move in the way, amen.
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you this evening with our heads bowed before you, God, thanking you for this opportunity in which you have given us, dear God. Thanking you, God, for the life in which you've given us, which the time that you've allowed us to live, God, and the rest of the year that you've given us. Now, God, as we go into the end of the year and as we go into the celebrations of the holiday, God, Lord, we ask that you be with us. Cover us in the blood.
Yes.
Keep your love and arms around us, God. Those that have a hard time this time of the year, God, we ask that you be there and comfort them, dear God. Be there, God. Be that comfort that they need, God. Someone this evening, dear God, is thinking about suicide. God, we ask that you step in and bind that demon.
Yes,
we
Jesus.
Bind the suicide demon. We bind the demon of depression. We bind
yes.
every demon that would come. And we release your peace. We release
yes.
your love. And God, we ask that you move as we go into this Bible study this evening. Have your way. Move me out of the way that you can move in the way. And we'll be careful
yes.
to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I just want to give God some praise. And if there's anybody on the line that feels like they want to unmute their line, I don't know about you, but is there anybody on the line that can say tonight, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired?
Yes,
I'm sick
yes,
and tired
yes.
of what
Amen.
The devil has thrown at me.
Hallelujah.
I'm sick and tired
Thank you, God.
Of the devil coming and hit me here and hit me there, and I need a reprieve.
Yes.
I dare you to begin to give God some praise on this evening.
Mm.
How many know? Ah, he's worthy of the praise. He's
yes.
worthy of the praise on this evening.
Hallelujah.
I dare you to open your phones and just open your mouths and give him some praise.
Hallelujah.
Tell
yes.
him that you love him.
Hallelujah.
Let him know
thank
that you
Jesus.
Thank him.
Oh,
he's brought you this far throughout the year.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord.
You're
Jesus.
Still here.
You,
give him some praise. He's
thank
worthy.
You, Lord God.
He's
thank you.
Worthy
yes,
of the praise.
Thank
Lord, we
you.
Love you. Lord, we magnify you.
Yes.
Lord, we glorify you. Lord,
yes.
we adore you. There's none like you, Jesus. Lord, we praise you this evening. We pray.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Lord, we thank
you. Oh, bless you, man.
Lord, we
Ooh,
thank
yes.
you. Lord, we praise you.
Most high
I don't know about
God.
Y'all, but every once in a while, I just need to give God some praise. Every once in a
That's
while,
right.
I just need to let the devil know that I don't care what it looks like, there's still a praise in my soul.
Yes.
I thank him this
you.
Evening. I thank him. I tell you, the devil has fought me this entire afternoon. And I said, you know what, this ain't nothing but the devil because I got to teach. My car, my battery was down. I was frustrated. They told me $100 just to get a jump. I said, Lord Jesus,
Ooh.
The last thing I need. But how many know that God always has the ram in the thicket?
Yes, he does.
My neighbor saw me letting my hood up and came across the street. And said, I would dare not come over here and help you when you've helped me. And I said, Lord, I thank you. And he was able to jump my car off for me. And I was thankful because that was $100 I didn't have to pay. But how many of you know, when you step out of the way and let God step in the way, he'll make a move every time.
Yes, he will.
Come on, don't be quiet this evening. I need to hear you this evening. How many know that when you move out the way,
yeah.
I'm talking to somebody right now. You in the way, and you need to move out the way. You trying to figure it out, and God said, I already got it planned out.
Yes.
I tell you this evening, stop trying to figure out what God already has done. Amen, amen. Truly, I thank God we're going to move forward. Our topic for this evening is, he thought I was worth saving.
Amen.
How many know he thought you was worth saving?
Yes.
Our scripture that we're going to start out at is Revelations 3 and 20. And I'm reading from the This is the WMV version. And it reads, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and will dine with him and he with me." I was sitting up and I was listening to the song, "He Thought I Was Worth Saving." And I began to think about my life and think about who I was. And if I'm allowed to have a few minutes just to give somewhat of a testimony that he thought I was worth saving. See, I know a lot of times we expect this time of the year to hear a Christmas-themed message or a Christmas-themed teaching, and we expect to hear something concerning the holidays, but that's not what God gave me. The reason that we do this is to reach the lost. The reason that we do this is just as Dr. Clay has said, so that a lost soul can be brought to Christ. And I began to listen to the song, and the song said, "You thought I was worth saving, so you cleaned me up inside." And I began to think about that. And I hope you don't mind. I've got some scriptures, but I'm going to talk to you for a minute. Because I began to think about God thought so much of me, the criminal that I was. I'm here to tell you, criminology seemed to come pretty honest to me. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, that's the lifestyle I wanted. I remember when I was younger, and they asked me in school, they said, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" And unlike most of the kids in my class who said they wanted to be a fireman, or they wanted to be a policeman, and they wanted to be a doctor, I said, "I want to be a gangster." This is what I wanted to be. I wanted to be a gangster. And so I lived my life according to that. I lived my life according to that lifestyle. I can't tell you how many times I've been indicted, but yet and still, look at what God did.
Yes.
I can't tell you how many times I've been shot at because of gang war, because I was a thug, I was a drug dealer, I was a gang member, I was all these different things, but God saw something inside of me. And he said, "You know what? I'm going to clean him up because he was worth saving." God sees something inside of you. And I'm here to tell you this evening that I don't care what you've been and what you've done, he's standing at the door knocking. And he said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man," it don't matter who you are, "if you hear my voice and you answer, I don't care how dirty your house is, I'm going to come in and sup with you. I don't care what your lifestyle is, I'm going to come in and sup with you." Because, see, what I found out is that you're the person that God wants. The one who got a bunch of problems, the one who constantly keeps going to jail, the one who keeps getting in trouble, you're the one that God wants. He said he got a plan for you because you were worth saving. Why do you think when you was in that situation that you should have died, that you didn't die? Because you were worth saving. The songwriter said, "You changed my life." He said, "I'm standing at the door and I'm knocking. And if, in fact, you have an ear and you hear, let me come in. Somebody tonight is tired. Somebody's saying, God, I don't know what to do. I've exhausted everything I know. I've done it my way, and things are still falling apart. I've been doing it this way for the longest. If, in fact, you've been doing the same thing all the time and you're getting the same results, then it's time to change what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get a different result if you don't try something different. But my mama used to tell me all the time, she said, son, try something that you never tried to get something that you never had. I'm here to tell you this evening, I dare you to try God. Try something that you ain't never tried. One of my main scriptures is John 3:16. And I can quote it, but I'm going to go to it because I want to really talk about that. Give me just a moment. Got new technology, so you know how new technology is?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that new technology, it's something else, but that's all right. We got old technology, too. We know how to go to the old technology and do what we need to do. Amen.
Amen.
But I believe this evening that God is speaking that there's somebody that's ready to change. And there's somebody that's ready to change their life. And you saying, God, I don't know how to do it. And God is saying, I'm here. All you got to do is open the door and allow me to come in. And if you allow me to come in, I will show you everything that you need to know. But if we go to John 3, verse 16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, for that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He thought you were worth saving. So he changed your life. He thought you was worth keeping. So he cleaned you up inside, and he thought you was to die for. So he sacrificed his life. I want you to take a minute and I want you to think about that. He thought that no matter what you had done, he thought that no matter how bad you had been, he thought that no matter how many things you did and ran through and did this, that you were still worth dying for.
Yes.
And so he gave his life so that you, in return, could have everlasting life. But you've got to accept it. And see, accepting God doesn't mean the minute you get in trouble, oh, God, help me, save me, Jesus, please, I'm in trouble. But then the minute you get out of trouble, you're right back to your mess. The minute you get out of a situation, you're right back to what you were doing. Are you going to get rid of everything overnight? No, not at all. Are you going to drop everything that you're doing right away? No. But are you willing? The Bible says if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature.
Amen.
Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. If, in fact, you let him in, he's coming in to clean up. And once he clean up, he's going to make it a place that he can live. But then you got to protect yourself. You got to get under a good church, a good Bible teaching church so that you can learn and understand the ways of God, because he still believes in you. I look at this scripture, and when I look at it, he said, for God so loved the world. Now, I don't know about you. I love a lot of people. I have one biological son. And you know what? I'm not finna say that I'm finna sacrifice my son for nobody I know, because he's my only son, and I love him dearly. I prayed. I said, Lord, I want a son. I have five daughters. And after five daughters, God finally gave me a son. I can't say, honestly, nobody that I can say I love so much I'd sacrifice my son for. And I don't know if there's anybody else on this line that could say that. Because I don't think you sacrifice your child too quick for nobody. But God saw something in you that he thought, he's worth my son going on the cross. God saw something in you and said, she's worth my son going on the cross, because she's a life that needs to be saved. He thought you were worth saving. But then I began to look at that. I said, okay, he thought I was worth saving. Yes, he did. But after he thought I was worth saving, then what? You know, what then? But I realized that's why he says that the Bible says that he that knew no sin became sin. He that knew no sin became sin for the simple fact that we could have eternal life. What I'm trying to say this evening is that God thought ahead, because he knew the thoughts and the plans, as he said in the scripture, that he knew for you. And he thought ahead and said, I know that so-and-so and so-and-so is going to be going through this one day, and they're going to need me, and I'm going to be here. I'm going to be right here at the door, knocking, asking to be let in. And if, in fact, I am let in, because I'm a gentleman, I don't force my way. So if, in fact, I'm let in, I will come in and I will sup with you. But do you want to sup with him this evening? Do you want to sup with him this evening? See, we say we want to sup with him, but then when we find out that supping with him means giving up some things, we don't want to do that. See, we say we want to sup with you, but we want to sup when it's good for us. We want to do it when it works for us. I'm all good. I'm making good money. I ain't got nothing to worry about. I can talk to God. But then when things are going rough and things are giving you a hard time, no, we can't do that. The Bible tells me, it says in 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. He is a new creation. The old has passed away, and see, the new has come. Old has passed away. God has wiped away your mess. God has forgiven you, but have you forgiven yourself? God is saying, look, I know the dirt that you did, I know the evil that you did. I know all of this. But I still forgive you. But the question is, have you forgave yourself? And I know I got some Christians on the line, and you saying, well, Bishop, what's this got to do with me? He thought you was worth saving. So if he thought you was worth saving, why is he going to let you fall on your face? Come on, somebody talk to me. He thought you was worth he thought you were worth dying for. If he thought you was worth dying, why is he going to leave you out to rot? If, in fact, I have something so precious that I'm willing to give my life for it, wouldn't I do everything in my power to protect that? So tell me something for my Christians on the line. If, in fact, you know this, because these are the things that I'm saying that you should know, why is it you have such a hard time believing God? You're supposed to be a new creature. Old things have passed away. Doubt passed away. Unbelief passed away. Disobedience passed away. But why are you still picking up the old things? Why are you still going back and putting your hand on things that you know you ain't got no business touching? If, in fact, God felt enough to give his life for you, do you think he's going to leave you out in the pasture with nothing? I ask that because as Christians, we seem to have the hardest time with faith. We hear the scriptures, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. We hear these scriptures. We hear them all, but we have a hard time believing.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? Why is that? He said, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. I got anybody on the line that's in Christ this evening?
Amen.
Do I got any new creatures on the line this evening? Do I got anybody on the line that can say, I once was, but I'm not no more on the line? Do I got anybody that can say, I used to be in sin, but I'm not in sin no more because he changed
Amen.
Me? If he changed you, then why do you have a hard time believing? See, I'm beginning to understand faith. See, faith is a blind walk. And well, Bishop, what do you mean a blind walk? You ever just closed your eyes and had to walk? You ever do? I know we used to do these trust scenarios, and we would have to close our eyes and put our arm on the shoulder of the person in front of us and trust them to lead us and not to run us into nothing. That wasn't always easy because you got to trust the person that's leading you.
Mm-hmm.
I ask you, do you trust the person that's leading you? Do you trust God? Or is God leading you? Or are you leading yourself? He thought you was worth saving. So if he thought you was worth saving, why would he let you die?
Mm-hmm.
He thought that there was, he saw something in you. And I try to get away from that, but I can't seem to get away from the fact that he saw there was something in you. There was something in you that he saw, and he said, you know what? This one is worth saving. This one is worth saving. This one is worth putting my life on the line for. But
Hallelujah.
The question is, do we believe in ourselves? See, this is a two-way message because on one hand, I'm telling you that He felt that you were to die for, to be saved, to be turned around, to have a new life. And on the other hand, I'm also telling you that those of you that are already saved, because he saved you, don't you know that he's going to protect you? That, lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the earth. He said, the Bible says, if I go to the heavens, you're there. If I go to the ends of the earth, there you are. Nowhere you can go that God isn't. So why is it that you think God ain't on your table with your bills? I'm just curious. The one thing about me, I'm a car person. I love cars. Always have. And there's nothing better than to see a old school, nice, clean, shined up, all original. And when you have something like that, you want to take care of it. You want to protect it. You want to make sure it's going to be okay. That's what God sees in you. See, you're the cup that was on the potter's wheel. And now God has done molded you and made you and taken you to where he wants you to be. And now he said, all you got to do is trust me. Well, God, you, I hear you. You said I was worth saving. If I was worth saving, then why you ain't coming right now? Because God's time ain't your time. God's time is not your time. As far as the heavens are from the earth is as far as God's thoughts are from you. So you got to realize that no matter what, and I'm sorry, I know I was pausing, but I was looking at a scripture, that no matter what, he's got a plan. And in his plan, he has you in mind. Amen. And we're gonna take a minute and open up the phone lines just in case anybody want to have anything to say. Amen. Anybody have a comment or any comments?
All the mics are open.
Amen.
All you have to do is just talk.
Well, then that
God bless you, man of God.
Amen. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you. I thank God that he does love us and cares for us and continue to make a way. And the plan is so plain, we just walk in it. You know, I thank God that he put himself in us, you know, the Holy Spirit, to lead and to guide, to mold and to shape, to continue to fill us. We are special people. We are blood-bought believers, you know, trusting in his holy and righteous word. And the word is that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. So I just thank God that his word encourages us, teaches us, fills us, and supplies all that we need. We just have to believe it, you know, and walk in faith.
Yeah.
So thank you tonight for the word of God. Thank you, my brother.
Amen. 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 I thank God for that. Truly, the word of God does express exactly what she said.
Amen.
And as we dabble into this, I want to say it's complicated, but it's not, because I was sitting and I was praying, and I began to ask God. I said, God, I want something that people will grasp. And God began to tell me, just tell them, I thought they were worth saving. I thought that they were worth taking my son, taking myself, balling it up in a flesh, placing it in the womb of a virgin, and allowing that virgin to give birth only for my son to be hung on a cross and to be killed for your sins. I took a part of me. Somebody get that. I took me. See, you got to understand, remember that before Jesus was put on the cross, they had to do sacrifices. They didn't have the connection that you and I have. But you and I are now blessed to have a direct connection to God.
Yes.
And I don't know about you, but it feels good to be able to just call his name. Every once in a while, I just got to say Jesus. Because
yes.
See, there's power in the name of Jesus.
Come on.
There's deliverance in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And every
yes.
once in a while, I just got to call on his name because there's
yes.
something
Hallelujah.
About when I call on his name.
Hallelujah.
See, I understand that when I'm going through, that if I call on the name of Jesus, I tell him, look, you told me I was worth saving, God. Why am I dealing with this? And he said, my son,
speak
I
it.
Got you.
Speak it.
I said, God, you told me that I was worth being delivered. Why am I dealing with this? And he said, because I got you, son. I said, but God, you told me that you were there for me. And he said, I've made a way for you. The way is made.
Yes.
He took me over to Psalms 23.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, yea, though I walk through the valley and the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
Yes.
Even though I go through hell and high water, even though I go through the most ridiculous stuff sometimes, I don't have no fear. You know why? Because there's something in front of me called grace.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, my grace is sufficient for you. But it ain't just grace.
Hallelujah.
There's something behind me called mercy. And
hallelujah.
Between his grace and his mercy is where I reside. And I don't know
yes.
about you this evening, but between his grace and his mercy is where you ought to reside.
Mm-hmm.
He thought you was worth saving. He thought enough of you that even though you might be sitting at home depressed this evening, even though you're saying, I don't like the holidays cause me depression, God said, I'm here for you.
Yes.
Instead of sitting there crying, trying to find an answer in the bottom of a bottle, or sitting there trying to find an answer someplace else, or sitting there contemplating suicide, or contemplating doing something to yourself, God said, I'm here.
Amen.
I'm here. We go all the way back to my very first scripture. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. I'm here. I just want you to answer the door. Not only am I knocking at the door to save you, I'm knocking at the door because I got the answer to the situation. I'm knocking at the door because I got the solution to the problem. But I need you to answer. And see, when you answer, you move out the way. Because when you allow me to come in, I can come in and do that which I am supposed to do. But see, we got to allow him in. We got to give him room to work. We got to let him come and show out. My mama used to say, he'll come and he'll show up and he'll show out. And I don't know about you on this evening, but I do know one thing. I know that no matter what the situation is, God will resolve it. I don't know
yeah.
what you're going through this evening. I don't know what you're dealing with this evening, but I'm here to tell you, he thought you was worth saving. I don't know what you're dealing with this evening, but I'm here to tell somebody, he thought you was worth saving. Don't hurt yourself because God is there for you. There's a comforter that's there. I know your heart is hurting. I know you're hurting because you're missing your loved ones and you're missing this. And I don't have the money that I want, God, and I don't have this. But God said, it's not about the money. It's not about none of that. It's about the fact that I decided to allow my son to come down. And this is the start of what led up to Resurrection Sunday. Because he thought you were worth dying for. Yeah, think about that. All those years ago, when he hung on the cross, when the veil was torn, and when he rose from the dead, and when they couldn't find him, all of this was because he thought you was worth saving.
Yes.
He knew that in this day and this time, exactly this time right now, he knew that you were going to be here listening to this message to let you know, I thought you are worth saving. Because I'm here to tell you, you somebody. There's some good
yes.
in you. I don't care what you've done. There's still some good in you. I don't care how much crime you might have committed. There's still some good in you. I don't care what you did. You said, nah, Bishop, you don't understand. Nah, God, you the one God wants. Because, see, you had a testimony because of what you've been through. See, I
yes.
know. Because I can go back and remember the New Year's when somebody took a Tech 9 and just unloaded a clip trying to shoot me. And I was running and dodging through trees, trying not to get shot. But he thought I was worth saving, so he didn't let me get shot. I remember one night I was coming from church. Yes, coming from church. I was a musician. I wasn't saved. I just knew how to play good music. And on my way home, somebody knew me from another neighborhood. And they pulled the gun and put it to my head. But because he thought I was worth saving, it clicked and it did not go off.
Mm.
And I lived to tell a story. I remember when I was looking at 35 years because I was being indicted. And I just knew that was it. I was going away for life. But he thought I was worth saving. And I didn't do not no jail time.
Mm-hmm.
Because he thought I was worth saving. I'm here to tell you that whatever you're going through, he can fix the situation because you're worth saving this evening. You just got to let him in. He's standing at the door and he's knocking. But you got to let him in. He said, I want to get in. I'm waiting patiently, standing. I'm waiting patiently for you to answer the door. But are you going to answer this evening? Are you tired enough of everything that you're going through? Are you really tired of being sick and tired? As I said earlier, are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Because if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, then I dare you to throw your hands up and say, God, I give it to you.
Yes.
If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, I dare you to take your hands off of it. See, that's where you mess up. You keep touching it. Let go and let God. My daddy used to tell me all the time, son, a handful in God, and that's enough. And I'm here to tell you on this evening, all you need is God. You know, there's a song play on the commercial, say, all you need is love. Love is all you need. Well, I'm here to say, all you need is God. God is all you need. And I don't know who this message is for. And this might not be a jumping up and down and shouting message, but this is a message to resonate with somebody who's going through something this evening because God is telling you, I'm here for you. I hear you. I hear you. I hear your cries. I hear what you're going through, and I'm here. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anybody hear my voice, anybody, don't matter who you are, male, female, black, white, brown, it don't matter. He's here. Gang member, gangster, drug dealer, I don't care who you are, he's here. Whatever you think your sin is, that's so bad, God is greater.
It don't matter.
Maybe your sin is you ain't believing. Maybe your sin is you ain't trusting. He's still saying, I thought you was worth saving. If I saved you, why would I let you fall? If I saved you, why would I let you just fall apart? Why would I let things just go to pure hell? If that was the case, why saved you? No, I saved you because once I've saved you, you are now in my grace. It is my job to look out for you because you are part of the family. You've been adopted into the family. When you're part of the family, then we look out for you. That's the way it works. God said, look, you in the family, I got to look out for you. That's how this works. You know, it's just how it works. Because you've become part of a family that's larger than what you can ever imagine.
Yes.
And see, that's the thing. God got people everywhere. You'd be surprised who God will use to come and to help you out. You'll be surprised who God used. Like I said, my neighbor across the street, not the likeliest neighbor, but you know what? Even though him and his wife, sometimes they be outside, they be just a cutting the fool. I go out and speak to them, invite them over. They told me, they said, I can't believe you invited us over. Nobody in the neighborhood has never done that. I said, well, I'm not like that. I need you to see something different because I'm different. I can't do what everybody else does because I got to be a light. And the way I treated him allowed him to be a blessing to me.
Yes.
And if I don't give you nothing else this evening, like I said, I know this wasn't jump up and down and shout, run all around. But if you don't hear nothing else I said this evening, know that he thought you was worth saving. He thought you was worth saving. So he cleaned you up inside. He thought that you were worth keeping. So he cleaned you up. He thought you were to die for. So he sacrificed his life so that you could be free and you could be whole and you could have everything that you wanted. But you got to accept it. I dare you to accept it this evening.
Yes.
I dare you to accept it. Before we close out, well, open the line. If there's anyone on here that says, Bishop, look, man, I've been going through and I'm tired. And I can't take it no more. And I realize that I'm worth saving and I want to be saved. If that's you, I'm not even going to ask you to open the line because sometimes people don't want to be that voice because sometimes people find it embarrassing. I don't want to be the first one. I don't want to be. But I'm going to tell you, close your eyes, bow your heads, and repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I believe that you died on the cross for my sins.
Died on the cross for my sins.
And I ask you to forgive me this evening of each and every one of my sins.
I confess with my mouth
and believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead.
God raised me from the dead.
And I ask you for forgiveness on this
evening.
And I thank you, God. And I believe you, God. And
thank
if you can just repeat those few words, God can save you this evening. And
thank
you will be saved. The Bible says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness.
Yes.
If you just repented and confessed your sins, you can consider yourself saved on this evening. And if that's you, I would tell you to get in contact with a pastor in your local area and find you a true Bible-believing church, because see, all churches ain't Bible-believing. But find you a true Bible-believing church and get under a pastor and let God do what he has in store for you, because he thought you were worth saving. Amen.
Yes.
Back into the hands of Dr. Clay.
Amen. Thank you, Bishop, for that word this evening, which was a blessing to the body of Christ. And I would like to say that oftentimes it's hard to hear when others who preach the gospel will talk about their past. It remains hidden, and many are in fear of sharing their past. But that's what it's all about. And I have to say that when you, and I'm talking to you that's on this line and those who are listening by the internet, we all have a past. There's been things in our lives that we've done that have not been so pleasing. And this message is to remind you and I that we all have a past. We all sin and fall short from the glory of God. No one is perfect. And I always say that if you say that you're perfect, you're a perfect liar. So I pray that if you are listening by internet, and even if you came on after this broadcast and heard this, and this message is for you. It's for you. God speaks to each and every one of us, and it's up to us whether we open our hearts and let him in. So this message was a wonderful message to talk about. And it's not where we came from, but it's where we're going. And the Bible says that we have to keep our hands to the plow. Anyone who looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. So if you're always looking back at your past and what you've done, and you cannot pull away from that, from those things that happened in the past, you can't focus on God. You can't hear God speaking to you because you're constantly concentrating on your past. So I would encourage you that if you know someone that's going through something at this time, share this with them. Listen, that's the best gift that you have for Christmas, is for someone to accept Christ in their life. So, Bishop, I do thank you for this message. I thank each and every one of you for coming on. And for those of you who are listening by internet, thank you for listening. And that goes for you. Please share this with someone. Go into Blog Talk Radio, then type in We Can Begin Again, and share this message. Be a blessing. If you want to give a gift, give them the gift of Jesus. That would be
Amen.
One of the greatest Amen. That you can ever give anyone. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We close an hour. Remember, we love you, but God loves you most. Everyone, Merry Christmas, and God bless you.
Amen.
Again with the passion of a child. My heart is calling.